Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
This episode of The Gays Are Revolting is brought to you by Gale.
Gale is a gay ale brewing cloudy apple cider made from 100% pink lady apples and a pale ale with light tropical and passion fruit aromas.
Visit galebev.com.au and use code GAYSREVOLTING at checkout for 10% off.
That's galebev.com.au and use the code GAYSREVOLTING at the checkout.
The Gays Are Revolting is supported by supersimplecards.com.
You can buy cards in packs of 6, 8, 10 or 12, all blank, all ready for your heartwarming message.
They work out to be around $4 a card, which is basically theft.
Basically. Get a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com with 10% off your entire order when you use the code GAYSREVOLTING at the checkout.
Welcome to The Gays Are Revolting, your weekly source for contemporary gay news.
We put the G in LGBTQIA+, and we're here to help you be the best G you can be.
Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
And also follow us on Facebook at The Gays Are Revolting and Twitter and Instagram at Gays Revolting. So it's us again.
Hey!
I'd like to introduce my lovely co-host.
Oh, goodness.
Here we go.
First off, Brace yourselves. The honey mahogany tones of the voice that launched 1,000 queer ships.
Oh, wow.
Mikey of Troy. Oh. Up next, have everyone's most requested and future Bentley race model, Kyle.
Hi.
And last but definitely not youngest, we have Thomas.
Oh,
and of course, there's me, winner of 2017 Grindr's Most Quickly Blocked Award, Luke.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. It's been a whole week since we've seen each other. Have we all
Far
been good?
Too long.
Yeah.
It's too long. Yeah, isn't it?
Too long.
Busy. I can't handle it.
We actually recorded a day later than what we have for the past 2 weeks. And I think we all felt it.
This has been the longest we've gone without seeing each other.
Guys, I'm so needy.
I know.
Which is so strange.
Well, speaking of being so needy, I went to Wet. Wet on Wellington, for those of you who are listening, who aren't familiar.
Needy for what?
A lot of validation. Wet on Wellington's a gorgeous little cocktail bar.
I feel like this is a common theme. I feel like our listeners know what it is by now.
I don't think we need to introduce
where. Well, there's a lot of cock and there's a lot of tail. Anyway, so I'm really bad with names and faces and just remembering anything about anyone else. And I had sex with this really hot guy and it was really good. And then, you know, at the end of having sex with a complete random in a booth at a sauna.
You know, I don't.
No. Okay. You know that old story. There's that awkward moment where you're like putting your towel back on and like getting your ammo and finding your key and that sort of stuff.
Classic.
And so I thought I'd break the awkwardness. So I just sort of stuck my hand out in sort of like a manly jester kind of way and said, well, my name's Thomas.
Oh.
And he goes, yeah, I know.
Stop.
And I was like, fuck, I don't know what to do. So I just like went to my fail safe when I run into someone that I don't know at a club. And I just said, even though I'd just been at home drinking wine before this, I said, I'm sorry, I'm really high. I know you. I just couldn't remember where from. And I'm thinking, I have no fucking idea who this is. Turns out it's a really good friend of mine's boyfriend. And he knew the whole time. I had no idea.
Wait, that was the person that you just booped?
Yeah, what did you say? Booped. Oh, the kids are so cute, aren't they? Yeah, I booped him really fucking hard. No word of a lie. So that was on Friday night. On Monday in the post, I got an invitation to his boyfriend's 30th birthday. So I'm looking forward to catching up with the boys.
How hot
that? Sounds riveting. Please tell me more. No.
Mikey has gone bitchy.
Excuse me while I dive across his table and choke the life out of you in a non-sexual way.
I've spent the week indulging some of my favorite pastimes, which is burning all the existing bridges I have.
Oh, yes.
And then building, who needs them? Building new bridges to inappropriate sources of pain. So that's been a lot of fun.
I feel like your bridges would be made of like paddle pop sticks. Just like really flammable and breakable.
Really, really sad, clinically depressed paddle pops.
Yeah. Like really old.
So I've spent the week doing that, which is great. But for those listeners that are engaged in the tonsillitis saga. I think it's week three that I've been free. So just, you know, if you're keeping a spreadsheet, if you're tracking that data, week three, I'm good.
In a weird turn of events, I have a sports-related thing to discuss.
Sports, and it's not Luke bringing it up for once.
See, this
you
is...
know, which really throws the natural order of things out.
That's right.
Before you start, I don't think the sports joke made it into the queue.
Okay, well, Luke likes talking about sports all the time and bringing everything back to sports.
So I am the resident sports advisor.
He's huge. He's a coach. And look, like, I don't know anything about sports. I'm not going to claim to know anything about sports, but gay stuff happened. So I'm not sure if you guys saw, but there was like all this hoo-ha over these two women kissing at the NRL after a game. So it was this whole thing that they posted on their Facebook. It was the first women's NRL game or something. And then they, after the match, they kissed, like a congratulatory kiss. And obviously people lose their shit over it because they posted it on their Facebook wall and heaps of people.
Because their partner's on opposing
sides. They're on opposing sides.
Oh, they weren't teammates.
I mean, I feel like anyone that's getting upset about two women kissing after a sports game have never watched Hammer Throw at the Olympics. But
Or pornography.
One of the guys commented and he said he's like making it sexualizing. Like day one, he's like sexualizing it. Blah, blah, blah.
No, but it's two people in love.
I was like, it's not like they were like going at it. They were just like, it was like a peck. I think. Like it was,
That's it. And I love that the NRL went straight in and was just like, no.
Yeah, they were so good about it. They were like so supportive. Like, it's really good. They're like, welcome to 2018. Like,
And didn't they also reference when a heterosexual player kissed his partner after a game and they showed pictures of that as well and stuff?
Exactly.
Sports is the gayest thing in the world.
It's so gay.
It's pretty gay.
It is so gay. I don't know. It's the one thing we haven't really taken over.
It is like people in very skimpy clothing, tight bodies, just rubbing up against each other. For no particular reason.
Do you know what the gayest sport is? Have you seen that weird, like, oil Turkish wrestling thing?
Oh my God, every night. I disagree. I think I genuinely believe AFL is the gayest sport. They're in these tiny little short shorts. They hug each other. They get up on each other's shoulders. And I genuinely believe, I know we're not, you know, it's supposed to be nature over nurture, but I genuinely believe the reason that I am a homosexual man is because at the end of the news, you know, when they show all of the football players down at the beach standing and after the game, they stand at the beach with their shirts up, like cooling down. Oh, that is so homoerotic.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I used to work with the AFL and I hope I have never said my surname in this show, but every single person that I came into contact with while working with the AFL players or like footy players, as soon as I left the room, I'd say, I would blow that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would blow that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at once and we were quite drunk and I don't know how it happened, but the nickname that got assigned to me for the evening was Gobby the House Elf.
Oh my God. Goodness.
Who
Please explain. Is
basically Dobby the House Elf.
But he just gives gobbies.
Okay. From Harry Potter, but he has to give gobbies to be freed.
Were you wearing a pillowcase?
And then I spent the next week looking at potato sack costumes on eBay so I could wear it to the same bar.
Draw the man in.
Yeah. But back to the topic. I think it's great that they posted that photo.
Yeah.
I think a backlash was inevitable.
Unfortunately, when you're breaking ground like a lot of these wonderful new female sports teams are, the AFL league and stuff, there's going to be anytime you do something for the first time, there's going to be these awful assholes.
Some guy commented saying, imagine the public outrage of two blokes kissed exactly like that after an Origin game. But like, I feel like you'll get a lot more support.
I have no fucking idea what Origin is, but I would watch it if that happened.
You would have a great
match. They would be making a lot of pink dollar off me.
I'd be on the sidelines, like, cheering,
I love sports.
Do you remember when Nick Riewoldt from St Kilda had those photos of him and his mate, and they had their dicks out, and they got released? Does anyone remember this? The cute blonde guy that played for St Kilda at the time.
Wait, what got released?
Like 11 years ago. Kyle, you're in kindergarten. I genuinely started watching football for about 3 weeks after that. I was really into it.
You're like, I'm so about this.
And it's probably the only football player I can name for you.
From Google search.
And he had a small dick, but you know, like a pretty small dick?
Yeah.
Like, there's something nice about it.
A pretty small dick? Or like pretty space?
Well, both. Like... It was a lovely small dick.
Okay, that exists.
Totally. Yeah. Like, there are guys with small dicks that know way more about what they're doing than guys with massive dicks.
Well, like, they would have to.
Kyle. So we know what's going on between your legs. And that's exciting.
Let's add that to the collection of things Kyle regrets saying on this show. Yeah,
we need like a Thomas is burnt into his memory.
I would prefer if sports was just the players kissing after the match.
Yeah.
I wish that's what they televised.
That should be a sport. Yeah.
Yeah, just like best congratulatory kiss.
Yeah. I mean, literally, Wet on Wellington could start charging tickets, for tickets for entry as a sporting arena. It'd be wonderful.
Wow.
To watch it. Oh, so other than football players kissing each other, the thing that I've seen screened at Wet on Wellington that was the most incredible moment of my life was downstairs in the non-porn cinema. Some bright spark had decided to play Misery by Stephen King.
Kathy Bates.
With Kathy Bates basically torturing a man. And there was one guy sitting there completely naked watching it. And quite absorbed. I think he was engaged in the story.
That is a very really smart engaged? Man, and I'll tell you why. I went to the movies the other day. A movie ticket is $19 now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this guy's paid $25 entry. He's got Misery on the big screen. He's got a private cinema. Those seats are more comfy than Gold Class.
Yep.
You do need to shower after sitting on them, but they are more comfy than Gold Class. There are shower facilities. He can get a gobby from Luke if he needs. He can have a swim in the pool. $25 to watch Misery with Kathy Bates is, with all of those benefits, is fantastic.
Yeah.
Nothing so sexy like Kathy Bates crippling you.
There's a whole marketing campaign that went on Wellington and missing out on.
It was so really strange. And my friend told me it was like the kids section at IKEA.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say the kids section at Wet and Wellington. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, they had like a kindergarten with a ball pit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not the kind of ball pit that you
It's like, it's where you drop off your heterosexual friends while you go get gobbies.
Jesus.
From me. Somewhere else.
I'm just imagining you dressed as Gobby the elf, the house elf, running around Wet on Wellington trying to.
Can we post a picture of that on social media?
Please,
it kind of works for me. I
could picture you in a little like
seeing like a cum covered like pillowcase.
Like yellow stains.
Project Runway had a potato sack challenge and they turned it out.
Yeah.
And if anyone is doubting it.
I want to talk to you guys about something that is really shit that happened. Oh. And we won't focus on it too much, but I think it's important to talk about it a little bit.
Is it your outfit you're wearing right now? I'm sorry. You set me up. Okay, go. Just go.
Looks nice.
No, you look great. I'm so sorry. I regret everything.
I just need you to know that I know what suburb you live in.
Oh, yeah, like you would ever travel that far.
And I know. And I know your boyfriend's name, and I will fuck him before next week. Now,
okay.
I want to talk about something that's a little bit shit, and I don't want to focus on too much, but I think it's important to talk about why it's happening. So a lot of people will have seen the posters that went up around Chapel Street for during Pride Month, and they were put up by a Nazi group, which is anti-gay and awful people.
Yeah.
They made awful comments about people living with HIV. They said gays are a walking disease, a cartoon of a person that and sort of resembled Nazi propaganda. The whole idea was trying to dehumanize its victims, and the person's holding up a sign saying, "What are you doing about AIDS?" And these were purposely put up in areas that are known to be frequented by the LGBTI community.
Chapel Street.
Which is fucked. Did any of you see it?
Oh, yeah.
You saw the posters.
But did you see the posters?
I didn't see them real life.
Did you see the
posts? I saw the posts with the picture of the poster.
Yeah. So, I mean, the first thing I thought was I loved that they had photos on all mainstream media, or at least Melbourne-based mainstream media, of locals, LGBTI or other, and probably even people that aren't connected, ripping them down.
Oh, that's good.
It's just clearly hate speech is a nice thing, I think. It's obviously an attack on gay people, but it's a huge attack on people living with HIV and really demonizing them.
Definitely.
And I think it also goes to, I mean, young children that are identifying as gay, seeing that stuff gives them a whole perspective of what a person living with HIV is. Yeah. And that's dangerous both to them as a human being, and knowing, you know, what HIV is, but also for their development. And they, you know, will in the future meet people that have HIV or possibly will become HIV positive. And I think it's just a really fucking awful thing to do.
Absolutely.
Mm. It, like, on the posters, they listed, like, all statistics of, like, gay people with, like, different STDs and, like, diseases and things.
They did, yeah. And they said something about 4% of the population is gay, and that it carries 78 or something like that percent of the HIV / AIDS cases, 50% of the gonorrhea cases, and 86% of the syphilis cases, which is actually
like,
not
where,
true.
Where, I always just want to know, where do they get this information?
Is it like maybe they found some document from a long time ago.
Oh, like the Nazi Bureau of Statistics? Like, what is it?
It's definitely not factual, but I mean, I think that's kind of... Well, no, it is sort of the point. They're trying to make people who aren't connected with the LGBTI community hate the LGBTI community.
Yeah.
But I think the thing to remember... Like, I remember when I first started going out 12 years ago, and we were sort of getting towards the end of a lot of the public hate that the queer community was receiving in such a visual way, this stuff was still happening and it sort of died off a bit. And I feel like it might be that it's popping up now because we're actually winning in a lot of ways.
They're getting scared. And I feel
they're getting scared. Desperate. They're trying to spread this really awful shit. Mm. They're trying to segregate the gay community within itself, as well as ostracize the entire queer community from the mainstream community.
I think on the positive... The main thing they've forgotten is pretty much print media is dead.
Dead, yeah.
They are very old school.
If you're posting something, sticking something up on a lamppost or an electric pole, it's either a garage sale or some sort of hate speech. It is nowhere near going to have the impact on the social conscious that they hope it would.
Yeah.
I am concerned about the increase in this, like, neo-Nazi hate speech rhetoric that has suddenly come up, but I think it's a reaction to a positive change as opposed to in the past where it's been a preventative measure to stop people changing the status quo.
Yes.
In the past, things like the Nazi movement and a lot of religious movements have been created or come into power because they saw a change coming and they wanted to stop it before it did.
Yeah.
Whereas these kind of really shitty, poorly graphic designed, I'm sorry.
It is really shitty graphic design.
You look at that and you can see a gay person wasn't involved in this because
obviously those colors are awful.
Font choice is terrible.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
This stuff is actually on the back foot as opposed to what Tom and I as the elder people on this show experience, which is where they were trying to get ahead of us.
Yeah. The other thing to think about is that a long time ago, there wasn't posters like this.
No.
And that's because the majority of people thought this already, and they were the majority. And these last few remaining people who are now minute in numbers are so desperate for their beliefs to be mainstream again that they're going out and doing crazy things like this. And the other nice thing to remember is that the reason they're sticking them to a poll is because they can't post that shit on Facebook.
Well, no.
Because the majority of people would have it
reported
and would be taken down.
Yeah, that's what they're resorting.
So, like, this reminds me of when the plebiscite was happening. Mm. And do you remember seeing when they were putting up, like, everyone who was against it putting up vote no, like, on the cinder blocks around the city.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved that when people came and saw that, they were just like, nah, that's not okay. Yeah. And, like, crossed it out and, like, reclaimed it and, like, wrote vote now and, like, beautiful rainbows over it. And I think that was really, really amazing. And I love that people are going out and just ripping down these posters.
Yeah.
Just like, nah, this is
There's a gorgeous little queer artist called Andy Hoven who went in and painted murals on the cinder blocks that had the no shit on them. And thank God they were photographed, because eventually they got graffiti and stuff. But they're really gorgeous and you should look them up. And he's a wonderful little queer artist. It's really starting to get very far because he started doing portraits of RuPaul's Drag Race queens. There's a little tidbit in there. A little pick me up in the middle of that.
That's a way to make some coin.
Yeah.
I know that, like, they were putting all these posters all over, but I know that, like, a Chapel Street got hit, which is a really known gay area of Melbourne, like Piran and everything. It's scary seeing stuff like that so close to where I live and it just close to everything that I'm about and, like, go like go to clubs and stuff there, like Puff Doof, like, just seeing that across the road. And
I think with that area, like, because I grew up in the South, like, down the peninsula, it's very heteronormative, it's very white, like, there's not gay representation. And I think because, like, that is, like, that area is so close to where I grew up, like, you still have those people coming through, whereas, like, compared to North Side, like, everyone's very accepting in Northside. Like, you cannot get away
with
that.
You cannot get away with
it. It does not happen here because people won't let it happen.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you still have those, I guess, neo-Nazis.
Well, I mean, I think the important thing to remember as well is that these neo-Nazis were coming from, I can't remember exactly the area that they said, but they'd come from very rural areas into the city purposely to do this.
Okay, yeah.
Which is a nice thing to keep in mind when you are feeling yourself and anyone else in that area, when you sort of feel like your safe space is being encroached on, knowing that those people aren't there permanently, they've come into that area to purposely target you.
Yeah, cool.
There's a silver
line. Great, no.
There's
me specifically. They're like, just my whole house. Tag. Like, it's
actually, I can see
it's only purely because of the comments you made about my outfit.
I can see at the bottom it says for Kyle. Yeah. Sorry.
Shit, you guys.
I saw a really nice post on Facebook which discussed these posters, but didn't share the image. And I think that is really important because we see this same image that I can see on Tom's laptop shared around Facebook.
It's not my background or anything. Power. I've got the article
It's his wallpaper, which makes us feel like they're everywhere.
It is true.
The thing is, they're not. These are a little group of neo-Nazis going around targeting a specific area.
Yeah.
And we can't give them more visibility than they already have. Let's discuss the issue without sharing the actual imagery.
Yeah. You're very correct. Yeah.
It's not Northside. It's not across the entirety of Victoria, because that's what they want.
This is somebody with a photocopier or even probably just $50 down at Officeworks. Like, this is that's not...
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. And I think the second point I wanted to make, which is a bit more personal for me, is I just wanted to really put across that I think in prior episodes I have made light or at least talked about my own experiences about HIV and some scares that I've had with it. And I really just wanted to clarify to our audience, to my fellow hosts as well, that it's something I do take seriously. It's not something that I think is, like Tom and I talked about it afterwards, that I think is the end of the world or some sort of like scourge amongst gay men.
Yeah.
Or like our sort of plague. I think the discussion about HIV amongst gay men to gay men is very important outside of these hate posters as well. And I just wanted to take the opportunity to address that.
It's interesting because we did talk about it after that, and it was in the same episode where we talked about microaggressions and how something you can say without any intention of saying something offensive might come across in a different way. But I think that we all know that we're all amazing people and would never be awful.
guys, buying a present for someone you don't care about sucks.
Yeah, sure. Oh, my God. I'm very aware.
If Thomas had a birthday, we'd all have to pitch in and buy him something out of colleague obligation.
Yeah, you absolutely would, and I expect you all to drop at least a 50 each.
Or we could just show our love via a heartfelt card.
Yep, you can also do that if you have to. Yep.
Enter supersimplecards.com. Buy a pack of blank cards in packs of 6, 8, 10, or 12, and know you'll never have to give an actual gift again.
Because our sentimental words mean so much more than a gift of actual monetary value. Doesn't it, Thomas?
Sure. Yep.
Save time and money by ordering a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com with free shipping and 10% off your entire order when you use the code GAYSREVOLTING at the checkout.
That's GAYSREVOLTING at the checkout.
Because fuck spending money on Thomas.
Fuck you.
It's a bit of a deep week this week because I've been thinking about something else recently. We like to talk about a lot of issues that have affected gay men, past, present, and future. So I recently saw that Hawaii has criminalized conversion therapy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it got me thinking because I work in mental health as well, about the impacts that conversion therapy has had on our peers, yeah, and the people within our community. And it's a reminder too to us all that it's something that's still happening right now.
Yeah.
It's not a relic of the past, kind of like the neo-Nazi propaganda as well. It's something we kind of think in our heads, that happened 20 years ago, yeah, right? Yeah. But it is still happening. So I wanted to open it up to you guys.
Is that a thing that's happening in Australia? Because whenever I think of conversion therapy, I think like the States, and I think the Deep Middle South America, and like these weird culty, no, like rural places here.
It's definitely not as prevalent in Australia as far as like genuine summer camps that Americans send their kids to.
Yeah, yeah.
But conversion therapy doesn't need to be a place that you get sent to or anything like that. True. It happens in like a lot of religious schools, basically practice conversion therapy without calling it that. People do send their children to therapists and psychiatrists to have them straightened out, and people that should probably, or in my opinion at least, have their license revoked. Whilst it's not in the way that we think of it in the American sense, as prevalent in Australia, it definitely is something that's happening.
It's only recently that I sort of started looking into conversion therapy and thinking like, holy shit, like this is a real thing that people actually go through. It's quite horrific what they're experiencing. And like one of the stories I was reading was a guy that was put forward from his family because they're heavily, heavily religious. He is in a loving relationship with a man. They're married. But he was just reiterating his story and saying that, like, they literally go through everything, like, that you own, and they completely destroy anything that has anything to do with your previous life. And you are, like, strict to what their guidelines are of being a straight male and, like, trying to get you there. And it was just super sad. And he was saying that a lot of the people that are actually in charge of these places are people who think that they are converted now, and they are gay people that are stuck in that world because that's what they've been like led to believe.
Yeah.
As long as they destroy Madonna, anyone that has copies of Madonna's Hard Candy album, because that can go. I have friends who have been through that process. Drag a lot of people through the dirt on this show.
Yeah.
I'm not one to like hold back personal information, but the stuff I've heard from them, I wouldn't dare to share for the impact emotionally that it's had. And I work in psychology. I work in a mental health background, and there are studies that have been done. Anyone that's interested can actually look up APS. Mm-hmm. That's the American Psychological Society. And it's also confusingly the Australian. But they've published a report about conversion therapy, and it is a fascinating read. Mm-hmm, it is so fascinating to read through as a gay man.
Okay.
Because this is a study that's talking about you, Mikey, as a person. You know, you are exhibit A.
Yeah.
And Tom is exhibit Z. But Read through it. I recommend it. It's not a light read. It's about 130 pages.
Okay.
You got to put a night aside and hold off on your Dragon's Den binge if anyone else is. But if you look at it, I'll try to get through it really quickly, but it has a section that actually lists from people that have been through conversion therapy the most common list of benefits as well as negatives, because this is a psychological report. It has to be on both. Is there any benefit to this whatsoever? Mm-hmm. Some people have actually come back and said, look, you know, being through this process, it has actually connected me to other homosexual men that felt the same way as me. I was able to speak about issues that I couldn't within my religious household or within my beliefs, things that were voices I'd never given any power to, and that was a positive. The negatives, however, are about twice the length. Suicidal ideation, self-hate, a lack of fulfilling relationships for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, that's rough.
I mean, I'd like to send you there just so that you stop going to the same bars as me, but yeah.
So we get up the same apps.
I find it really interesting that the same people that support conversion therapy and would probably send their own children to it if they turned to be gay are the same people that say that we're out recruiting young people to be gay and that we're trying to convert, which we're not. It's, like, we have no plan.
Yeah.
We don't need the competition. No. Like, I do not need any more twinks coming up the ranks. I'm fine with how many we've got. I'm working my way through them. It's fine. Like, we're not trying to convert anybody. But they have this weird thing that you can somehow change people's minds. Yeah. And it makes me think that maybe at some point they think they change their own mind. I don't know.
Like, the people running it, like, do you think they're all just gay men in denial, like that they truly believe that?
It's a good question. I believe you cannot change anyone's sexuality.
No.
There's possibly some men that experimented
so far in denial
and realized that they weren't either gay or bi.
Yeah.
And were sent to this place and think that they've been turned straight.
Yeah. But they were
who genuinely might be straight. They were just experimenting. I don't know. But I think probably the majority of them are repressing it because they were brought up to believe that it's so awful and evil to be attracted to the same sex that they just can't comprehend the fact that they might be gay.
And do you think it's always linked to religion as well? Like, it's always...
Not always, but often. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's... If you read the report, and like, I strongly suggest people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's a very good insight into how the mental health system and the systems that are around us all the time view us as individuals.
Mm.
The word religion comes up so often.
Yeah.
This particular style of therapy is so strongly tied with religion that objective psychologists don't really know how to deal with it without separating. Because they can't. They can't look at this and say, is this a genuine, you know, objective psychological problem? Or is this a religious tide? Yeah. It's so intertwined, to be honest.
So I grew up in South Africa, and generally people are a lot more religious there. So schooling and everything, like, you had to, like, say the Lord's Prayer every day and, like, sing hymns and everything like that. So I always wonder, if I didn't move to Australia, like, would I have come out like I have now? Mm. Like, would I still be living
in Was your family religious?
Not like overly, but like it was just like the done thing there. Like, everyone just kind of went to church and like you'd go to like youth group and just be like a social kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was just like the normal thing there. And then I came to Australia, and now just thinking back, like, that's just so wild. Like, I just can't even like, seem like, so culty and like weird.
I mean, I didn't grow up religious at all, but my parents were more than happy for us to explore religion by ourselves. And so I did before I came out, because like my entire life I was told that I was gay by other people. Yeah. And I was like, no, it's not a thing. And it's like, sort out religion. And instantly they were just like, no, that is not a thing that you can be.
Yeah.
And for months I would like cry and pray and like just hope that this would go away, and it just it never did. And like, it was hard. And then it wasn't until I remember being at youth group one night, the youth leader pulled me aside, and it was just as I was coming out, and he was just, look, we've heard how you've decided to live your life.
Oh, I hate that so much. And it was, makes me so angry.
It was really hard to like hear that. from someone who I looked up to. I was just like, what do you mean that I've decided? Like, that doesn't make any... Like, what? And he was like, well, look, we can't have you around the other kids if this is how you're going to live your life. We're here to help you if you want to get better.
I can't believe that someone could say that.
Someone who's in charge of children.
Yeah, being 13 and hearing that from someone that you look up to was just so shocking. And I was like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah.
And I walked out of the room and my friends were like, oh, what's going on? Because like, this was at the end of youth group. He pulled me aside. I was just like, they said that I can't be here because I'm gay. And I was very, very fortunate that those friends were like, fuck this.
Yeah. Mm.
Every single one of them walked out with me. And we never went back.
Oh, good. That is so good.
That was my closest.
They are good people.
Yeah. Like, I was very, very fortunate. But that was like horrible.
Yeah. And that's awful.
Yeah. And Mikey is so good now.
Yeah.
You're a very strong person and I look up to you.
We had drinks before this and I was like, if there was any person I could be in this world, it would be Mikey.
But with my looks.
I would single white female the shit out of Mikey. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
That breaks you for my heart.
I feel like, I don't know if this is relevant, I feel like you brought up a really interesting topic with the religion thing, because I think I went to religious schools and I've since watched several of my teachers and members of the church that ran the schools be arrested for child sex offences.
Religious kind of like priesty people and everything.
So this is the thing, and it's often Catholic or other religions that force their ministers to refrain from sex. And human beings are designed to eat, sleep, and fuck.
Yeah.
Now, if you stop yourself from sleeping for a long period of time, you go fucking crazy. You stop yourself from eating properly, you go fucking crazy. You stop yourself from having sex properly, you go fucking crazy. Yeah. And in the way that seems in my untrained mind manifest itself in the situations that I've seen from teachers and religious clergymen that I know from my school and upbringing, is that results in pedophilia or a sexual aggression or, you know, all sorts of other fucked up things. Yeah. You see a lot of men asserting their dominance and stuff.
Yeah, like hyper-masculine.
Because they're not allowed to, to be who they're supposed to biologically be.
Yeah.
And I think sending kids to repress feelings that they, natural feelings they have, and to stop them from developing those feelings is really dangerous for the same reasons.
Definitely.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
But my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Have y'all heard of BDE?
I did, but I wanted someone else to explain it to me.
Okay. I feel like Mikey's that guy.
So, big dick energy. Ariana Grande and her fiancé.
Oh my god, they need to shut up.
What's his last name? I can't remember. Pete Davidson or something. He posted something and then she replied saying that he was a BDE. And everyone was like, what the hell? And she deleted it straight away. And I was just like, what does this even mean? And so I did a bit of research to find like a definitive answer for it. And so like what I found, so like the description that best describes it is, big dick energy is not mere confidence though. A true big dick energy haver is usually quietly confident. It's a self-assurance that radiates from deep within and can be felt from miles. It's the energy that immediately shifts the dynamic of the room.
So,
okay. Wow. I mean,
it's like, let's explore this.
My chair has just disappeared inside me. I need to say
he just arched his back a little.
You know, I've always, for some reason, had a strong affinity with you, Mikey. Aww. And I feel like I'm not going to get everyone to flop it out at the table, but I can confidently say you have the biggest dick in the room.
He has the biggest BDE in the room.
Wait, so you don't have to have a big dick?
No, you have to just,
like, exude that, like, energy.
Oh, I misunderstood.
You don't even have to have a penis.
Women can have BDE.
Like Rihanna has.
That's the thing. So Rihanna is, like, the top person for BDE. Like,
well, then as someone with a mediocre dick, I'm offended that you're idolized. Well, I mean, mediocre is not the right term. Like, standard. Like, standard. Yeah. Not going to break anything, but, you know, you're not going to complain either. But you're idolizing, you know, big dicks. Can't it just be called a positive energy?
It's weird, isn't it? It's conflicting to me coming from someone who's part of a demographic known for a smaller penis size. But, you know, hit me up. I'm happy to provide any sort of, you know, evidence. I think it's great because it applies to just everyone. And I think I have a lot of lesbian friends. That's the queer community that I'm aligned with, strangely more than gay men. Oh. And I feel like 90% of the lesbian women that I'm friends with have BDE more than I ever will.
It's like a powerful person, like
it's kind of like your presence, in a room.
It's just like a confident, you got like a big dick attitude.
Someone who's not overcompensating and being like, "Oh, I have a big dick. Oh yeah, look at me." Just like, I know I'm a confident person. It's like a presence to try for.
Okay, I think I'm getting it.
You know, kind of like what me and you do in conversations, the opposite of that.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, like, I came up with a short...
Without mediocre cocks.
I came up with a short list of, like, people that I think...
Please, just like these ones.
Yes, please.
So
first one is Samantha Jones, of course. Like,
I've never seen an episode of Sex and the City in my life.
Get out!
Which one is that? Is that the slutty one?
Yeah. Kim Cattrall.
I actually would say that Kim Cattrall has BDE more than Samantha has BDE.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you there. Yeah,
cool.
Rihanna, of course.
For sure.
One that I came across was like very controversial was Kermit the Frog.
Yes.
I feel like there's too many memes about Kermit the Frog being a big bottom for it to be.
Yeah, but there's so many memes about Luke being a big bottom as well that I've personally made. But you know,
those aren't memes. No, just I totally agree.
I totally agree with Kermit. Yeah.
And then the ones that I thought was like Beyonce, of course.
You know, she walks into a room and she owns
I'm starting to get it now that you give me examples.
I understand.
And also Cher, of course. Owns everything. But then there was a list that I was reading of like people and things that do not exude BDE. Oh. One of the funny ones was like all Marvel films. And I was just like, because they're all fighting to see who has the biggest dick.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, none of yours do. Yeah. None of yours. Zero.
Insert Thor hammer joke.
Oh, that's it, right? Yeah. Like Thor and then Iron Man with his damn suit.
Who wants to test lifting the hammer?
Exactly.
BD is great because it's another sign of reclaiming something and making it about someone else. Everyone on your list does not have a physical penis.
No.
They're all women.
Everyone on the list for not having BDE does physically have a penis.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you some political names. I want to know whether or not they have BDE or is S...
Is there an opposite?
D-E... Can we call it small
STD?
No, let's not stigmatize something.
Okay, let's just say whether they have BDE or not.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to start with an easy one. Donald Trump.
Oh,
no. Yeah, not at all.
Jacinda Ardern.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She has the biggest BDE I have ever seen.
Pregnant Prime Minister.
Here's an interesting one. Malcolm Turnbull.
No.
Personally, I don't like his politics, but he does have a quiet confidence about him.
He does.
I just don't like him, so no.
No, I know. I don't like him either.
No,
but
I think he does.
But he does have that quiet little swagger and smile and smirk and stuff.
I feel like it's a strong, silent kind of...
Penny Wong.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, 100%. The biggest in politics in Australia. Penny Wong.
Angela Merkel.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
The German Chancellor. Okay.
What an unfortunate surname.
Cool. She totally does. I'm just telling you right now. Look her up. She's amazing.
All
right. And fairly easy one to finish with, Christopher Pine.
Incorrect.
Christopher Pine. Talking about repressing your sexuality.
But I love it. Let's take away having a big dick from the people BDA, with big dicks.
Yeah.
Let's give it to people that don't even have
dicks. No, I'm on board now.
That's empowerment.
I stopped seeing someone because having a huge penis is just, it is not that great of a thing to have.
It's not that great
ongoing
thing.
Relationship.
I don't want to have to go to the cupboard and get out my hiking gear to get to the top of it. You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
As, you know, for a one-off, that's exciting. Yeah. But boyfriend... I mean, I actually had a boyfriend that once told me I have the perfect boyfriend dick.
Love it.
Is that
not, you know, you don't have to do any
or an insult.
You don't have to do any warm ups, but it's not going to get boring. You
That's
know?
It. That's what I want.
Yeah,
oh,
Mikey. Boyfriend dick.
So I feel like the next phase of this meme should be the boyfriend dick.
Boyfriend dick. Oh, yeah, that sort of sweet
you
guy.
You know.
Yeah. Like Pacey in Dawson's Creek.
Pacey's Dawson's Creek.
Yes.
That kind of like, I don't need to see a psych for a week beforehand to build up my confidence and then like prep work for an entire week.
Oh, yeah.
Just to have intercourse with you.
Yeah.
Boyfriend dick.
Boyfriend dick. Boyfriend dick.
BDA.
Energy.
Yeah. Oh, it's the same initials.
It is the same thing.
Wait, so boyfriend dick energy?
Yeah.
So if someone exudes boyfriend dick,
I think that's
energy.
What I want. I want someone with boyfriend dick energy.
Same.
Yes, please.
Because you also want someone to have an actual boyfriend dick or just the energy?
I mean, first of all, I'd like someone that shows interest after the third date.
Yeah, just some sort of attention would be nice.
Just, you know, something that's not a dash hound that loves me would be nice. But yeah, no, I'm totally up for a bit of boyfriend dick energy.
Speaking of big dicks, I would like to discuss OnlyFans.com. And no, I'm not talking about a cheap solution to air conditioning. It is taking over, and I see it on every Instagram thoughts. Instagram, they're like, follow me on my OnlyFans. So it's people charging other people to subscribe to their nudes.
Basically.
I can't decide if I support it or like, I mean, good for them that they're turning whatever they needs into profit, but I don't know. Is it just like a big old thirst trap? Like,
Totally.
Yeah, totally.
I absolutely support it, but I'm not paying for it.
Oh,
like, I will find it on Tumblr.
You can just go on Tumblr and type in the name, and there it is. Like, you're an idiot.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm fascinated that people are still paying for porn, but I think some people get a bit of a kick out of it.
If it's going to be like the new Facebook, like Facebook's dying, Instagram's taking off. Now, is Instagram dying and OnlyFans going to be
I'm not going to become friends with my. I don't know how OnlyFans works, but I'm not becoming friends with my mother on OnlyFans. I can tell you that.
Top friends. Bring back top friends.
Someone explain.
Oh, there's plenty of top friends on OnlyFans, don't worry.
Someone explain to me. I still download porn.
Okay.
And I've got
download it. So you
have a 56K modem.
Oh, okay.
I wait a week.
Luke still goes to the video shop.
Oh my god.
Goes to the back corner.
Be kind. Rewind.
Yeah.
So
OnlyFans. And I watch it. How much does it cost?
Depends.
What do you pay? What do you get? And who
people
is
choose
on it?
What they charge.
Yeah.
And then it's like a monthly subscription.
Yeah.
And then they can choose how, I think they can choose how often or whatever they want to upload stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you could subscribe to someone, they could like post like one thing and it wouldn't even be like.
So it's a payable subscription model.
And then it unlocks their like news feed.
It's like the private page.
Yeah. So I went to, I also recently started noticing this pop up a lot more on my Instagram and Grindr and that sort of stuff. And so I went to a friend of mine who I won't name, but who is like you, a thirst trap on Instagram.
Oh, I'm not a thirst trap. My clothes
are
on.
No, you're not. You're very gorgeous and you have lots of followers. Thanks. But he has a lot of pictures of him on Instagram as, you know, topless and in his undies drinking like a latte in a really awkward position in black and white with a cat next to him.
Well,
you know,
they're like profound people. Quotes. And
yeah,
like, that
exactly.
has nothing to do with the picture.
And funnily enough, I really like this guy because he's incredibly intellectual and so smart. And he has told me he puts on a character. He promotes for a lot of gay bars and things like that and has a character that he puts on when he's doing this sort of stuff.
Oh.
Because he gets more money if he acts dumb.
Does
and
he
like,
have the OnlyFans?
So he's also got an OnlyFans. Okay, yeah. So I asked him, I was like, what is this? Like, how does it work? So he was telling me about it and he was saying like, you know, some people have very vanilla kind of, you know, you might get a bit of foreskin outline in the undies, whatever, right through to full on hardcore fisting. But he was telling me there are guys in Melbourne and around Australia, not just in the States, making 50 grand a month.
Okay. Guys.
And he told me a couple of names, a couple of them who I'm aware of that
I've
seen.
You could all follow my OnlyFans page.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's going up tonight.
Yeah. 50,000 Australian dollars a month.
Holy shit. Too vague. Who?
I promise, because I said I was going to talk about it on this podcast, but
we can't name names.
No, but I mean, it's not that hard to work out because I only follow a few thirst traps.
And everyone, go do.
So he's not. He doesn't do the hardcore stuff, but he was telling me of a few other people working in Australia that are getting that much money.
Or have you seen people who just pitch it as like workout things, like follow my OnlyFans for content? And then I'm like,
well, he was
exercise videos with friends.
Well, my friend was explaining to me that it sort of started out as a way for online celebrities, so not so much like major celebrities, to start producing content that they could charge for because they're not.
Yeah,
it does. The old school media is dead, and they're not getting television contracts and whatever. Yeah. So they've got to monetize them sitting in their living room doing fuck all. Yeah. So yeah, that's how it started. But it, naturally, of course, everything goes straight to porn.
Did it start off as like a porn thing?
Because I like the first sort of like inkling I had of this, because like, there's someone on Instagram called Candy Can, and he's like beautiful. Like he's a straight man, but he's like very queer. And he had his own thing on Snapchat where it was like a private Snapchat thing and you pay for subscription. Mm. And so I'm guessing that OnlyFans have like caught on to this and been like, let's make an actual website. Yeah. And like all of those people from Snapchat have like crossed over. And like they're charging way more than what they were.
And they put these little teasers out on Snapchat still and all that sort of stuff and say, go to my OnlyFans.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a porn Kinder Surprise.
It's like,
where you're like, you don't know.
And the way the person who you're subscribing, but you don't know what they're posting.
Yeah. You know you're going to get a toy, but you don't know if it's an exercise video or some fisting.
You choose who you're going to follow. So, you know, you follow them on Instagram, they say, hey, I'll show you a bit more on my OnlyFans account. Now, whether that's more exercises or fisting. Porn or fisting.
Or like people will like post like previews on their stories and it's just like blurred, like, and like, this is what you could
do. Does anyone here subscribe?
No.
I'm not.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Tom's giving looks.
No, I don't subscribe. No. I've only ever paid for one thing, porn thing before. Are we all aware of Bentley Race?
Yeah. Oh, my God, I did the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Kyle, I'm so excited.
Oh, my God, tell me. Surprised I haven't been on it.
No, I'll tell you what. You are a Southside queen who frequents Poofdoof, and you are going to see...
Okay, let's not get carried away.
It's fine. I go to there all the time as well. But you're going to see a lot of your friends on this. So there is a website called BentleyRace.com. It's Melbourne's only gay porn site.
Melbourne has a porn?
And it's so Melbourne. Kyle. They film it on the rooftop in the CBD. And you can see Flinders Street Station in the background. And there's other scenes that they do in the apartment. And you can hear the trams going past. Yeah. And the announcement saying when the next tram.
So you know where it is.
But the other thing is, you watch it on like a Thursday afternoon. And you'll see the guys.
Standard Thursday.
Yeah, you'll see the guys that you saw at Poofdoof on Saturday night that spent all of their money on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, then on Wednesday had to film a scene to get a bit of cash, and it's edited and uploaded by Thursday.
Is it successful? Like,
It's been going for years, and I'll tell you why I subscribed to it. So I once, in an old job, not my current job, just making that very clear to anyone that's listening, was managing a retail store and interviewed a guy and hired him.
Yeah.
And then the day before he came in for his training, I was on manhunt.com. Oh, no. This is how long ago this was.
Oh, my goodness.
We used to have to log on to desktop computers, Kyle.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah. And little ad pop up saying Melbourne's only gay porn site. So I thought, I might know someone. Clicked on it and he was one of the previews. So, of course, I paid for the subscription.
Absolutely.
And then went through it all and watched all these videos, and there's all these guys, like so many people I know on there.
So many.
Did he get the job? That's all I want to know.
Well, I'd already hired him. The next day I had to do the training, and all I could think of is I watched you get fucked on an ironing board by a much older man last night.
I've seen that ironing board.
There's a few ironing board scenes,
That's so strange to me. The footy shorts I get, but the ironing board scenes.
Ironing out some kinks.
I'm all about those.
I have a couple of host trivia once a week at DT's, a couple of boys there, and I'm allowed to say it because they make it their team name, have frequented the website. It's a very local content.
Yeah.
Mm. Bentley Race, like cars? Like
BentleyRace.com. Please support our sponsors, Bentley. Actually, Bentley Race, I know you've got enough money. I gave it to you, so please support this podcast. Well, thank you so much for listening to The Gays Revolting, your weekly source for contemporary gay news.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow us on Facebook at The Gays Are Revolting and Twitter and Instagram at Gays Revolting.
And follow us at OnlyFans.
Yeah!
Oh, thank you for tuning in this week, guys. It's been so
good. Episode.
It's been nice to see you.
I missed you all.
Let's not wait another day again.
No. Well, now that I'm moving back, we can all hang out regularly. Yeah. But no, thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.